Welcome back, everybody, to the Make Onions Cry, the podcast. I'm your host, Angie.
I'm your host, Kat.
Kat is laughing at me.
It was such a long pause before she started. We're just sitting there in silence. I'm like, you gonna go?
I had to do that. But anyways, today we got a really, really fun topic. We're going to be talking about the ick.
Ugh, just the name. It sounds so fun as a, just like, what is the ick?
It's disgusting is what it is. But we're going to get right into it.
All right, so let's kick it off with the question of the day. It's a little bit related to kind of what the ick is, but it's also kind of not. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, it's like a cousin. So the question of the day is, are there any words that you simply can't stand?
I would say, as of now, not really. When I was younger, like high school, I hated the word panties and I hated the word moist.
I'm still not a big fan of moist.
I'm not a big fan, but I don't like cringe at it as much. So those would be my two words.
Yeah, and it's like I don't think I have one at the moment either, but I know moist is a big one. And it's like the reason I got over moist is because I used to play Minecraft with a bunch of British people and they would just say proper moist. And I just thought it was so funny the way they said it. And it just like cured the ick for the word moist for me.
Cured the ick. Okay.
Yeah, it cured the ick.
So if anyone wondering, the cure for the ick is just to get a British person in your life.
Have them say it and then you're good.
Or do whatever action. And
have the British person do the ick.
British should cure everything. So Kat, I don't know if you know this, but our podcast is all about relationships.
What?
Yeah, no. crazy step, I know. So with the ick, when I asked you to do this episode, you didn't know what it was.
I didn't. I literally was like, what's the ick? So tell me what it is.
So, I mean, I'll give like my personal definition, I guess. Mm-hmm. The ick is just something like that you feel like your body is just... I'm doing a motion with my hands right now.
She's like convulging her hands together.
Yeah, like tightening, and like you feel nasty when someone says something or does something, and it's someone that you're like seeing romantically. It could be a hookup. It could be like a partner. It's just like a one thing that's a normal daily task or daily word, but when that person does it, you're like, ew. That's it.
I have a question on that, because I was thinking about this, like the concept of the ick, and what's the border and what's the difference between the ick and the turnoff?
So I think like a turnoff is just something like that you don't... For me, a turnoff is something like that I don't like, and other people might be turned on by certain things that I just don't find appealing. But the ick is so deeply rooted, I would say, in your being. Like when it happens, it feels like you're just instantly like, nope.
Okay,
that's it.
So I have many questions on this, so I have follow-ups.
Okay.
So is the ick, like, person-specific? Like, do you develop the ick for a specific person?
Yes.
Or is it something that, like, if everyone does it, it gives you the ick?
No, it's specific.
So it's specific to one person. So it's like, let's say you do something, it gives me the ick, but let's say someone else does it, I'm like, that's cool, whatever.
Yeah, it's like the way that a specific person does something.
Okay.
That you're like, ooh.
Okay, so like a turnoff is more universal, where it's like no matter who does it, it's always gonna be like no go.
Yeah.
Whereas an ick is like individual to a single person.
Yeah, and we'll get more into like the nitty gritties and I guess examples of it. But I will give two definitions, one Google and one Urban Dictionary, because Urban Dictionary is a beautiful thing.
I feel like that's a very good source for this type of word.
Yeah, it is. But regular Google definition, it's where the attraction to a current or a potential partner is suddenly flipped to a feeling of disgust. And it literally is just immediate.
Okay. So, wait. Continue. I have more questions after.
Okay, and I'll just give the Urban Dictionary. You could be on the chirps, I don't know what that means, with a guy or a girl. Everything seems to be going fine. You think you like them, but then suddenly you catch, dun-dun, the ick. From then on, you can't look at the person in the same way. You just progressively get more and more turned off by them, weirdly and maybe for no reason at all, but you're grossed out by them. You cringe at the thought of you and them together, and nothing is the same since then. You won't be able to do it any longer, and you eventually have to cut it off because that one thing just lasts.
All right. So I have more questions now. Okay. So let's say you get the ick. If you get it early on, whatever, you can, you know, get rid of the person. You don't have to continue with them. Let's say you're in, like, a long-term relationship. You've been with someone for 10 years, and they do something, and they give you the ick. Is this, like, a make-or-break type of thing? Like, is this a relationship ender?
Could be.
Wow. That's pretty powerful.
I mean, I've never been in a 10-year relationship, but could be.
That's pretty powerful. Imagine getting the ick after getting married, like, going through all that. Like, that's mad work.
That is a lot of work and a lot of money. So make sure you like the person that you're marrying is what it comes down to.
Get all your icks out of the way.
Get them out early.
Yeah, just find out what gives you the ick and find it out. Just test it out.
Yeah, because I've like dated people who have given me the ick with certain things and like the next person didn't with the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it varies in my experience. Partner specific.
I mean based on what it is, like if the ick and a turn off are different things, it can't be, you know, it can't be universal, because then I would consider them just to be turn offs.
Right, but it's much more deep, and it's again partner specific. It's not universal, it's not for everyone. It's just it's a horrible thing.
Okay. I feel like this as a concept.
Yeah, I feel like I know I slightly brought this up when we were talking about it. I feel like a lot of straight people get it, and straight people, I mean straight women, because men are the problem.
Just, that's it. Men are the problem, period.
Men are the problem. I mean, like, I haven't talked to, like, any of my, like, gay guy friends. Maybe they, because, again, men are the problem.
I actually do have some insight on this, because for this episode, just, you know, for viewers, or not viewers, listeners, information, we reached out to our friends and we asked them, you know, what gives you the ick? Mm-hmm. And I reached out to a few guys, like, both straight and gay, and just to ask what the opinion is, and both for both genders. So, some people said that, you know, girls can give them the ick as well when they do certain things. A lot of them were, like, borderline turnoffs versus the ick, so I think there's also confusion in that sense, and some people might have a different definition of the ick as well, like they might make it synonymous with the word turnoff, but based on our definition, like, guys also can get the ick for girls, and guys can also get the ick for guys, so it very much depends on the person. I feel like it's just more talked about with women.
Yeah, I mean, it's all over TikTok right now. It's all over my TikTok anyways, which is why I brought it up in the first place to talk about. Okay. And I just think it's a hilarious thing. Because, again, a boyfriend of mine could just bend over, which has happened, bent over, and I was like, ew. He went to pick something up, and I was like, no.
I feel like that's not something you should be thinking about a boyfriend. Like, what the heck? Like, you want to see them bend over and be like, hell yeah, let me get that.
Yeah, but no, I was like, ooh, bad. Ooh, that's tough. Gross. That's, I was like, tough. That's gross.
How'd you bounce back from that?
It played in my mind a lot, I won't lie. So sex was not the same after that.
So tell me, like, is the ick permanent? Is that how it works?
I can't talk. I don't know if, like, universally it's permanent or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because, again, the ick is, like, I would say it's different for relationships than hookups. Hookups, you get the ick, done.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Easy done, you know?
It's not a commitment.
Yeah, but with me, like, I'll talk about, like, some of my personal experiences because it relates to this. Specific to one person.
Okay.
You know who this is. The previous, most recent. So, again, I said he bent over to pick something up. I saw how flat his ass was. Instantly done.
That's tough.
I think I even texted you about this. Because in the same night, I got two icks. He started drinking out of a wine glass, and I saw his teeth. It was like he was biting the wine glass. I was like, you're disgusting.
You texted me about the wine. I remember you were like, oh my god, I just saw him drink wine in this type of way. I don't know what to do with this. You were freaking out about it.
I even sent you a picture of, like, me reenacting the moment. Yes.
No, yeah, I remember that. I was like, what is happening?
Yeah, no, I was immediately grossed out, and he, like, tried to cuddle me that night, and I was like, please, for the love of god, don't touch me.
Man, that's a powerful ick.
Yeah, and I looked at how he sipped wine forever after that, and it was always the same. So I just kind of chose to not drink wine with him.
See, I feel like with that, like, that's something so, you know, ingrained. Like, you couldn't get past that. And no. It's like, would you, like, is this something that you were okay continuing?
You know, I mean, we did continue.
Yeah, I mean, you did continue because you didn't break up because of your icks or anything like that. No. And it's like, so it, at the time in your head, were you like, okay, I can deal with this for the rest of my life, hypothetically? Like,
I thought about it. Either
don't look at him drink wine or just drink wine.
That was like my conclusion. I just had to like not look at him.
Okay.
When he drank wine or drinks where I can see him drinking through the glass.
Okay. Interesting.
I thought about this.
I know. I have questions about this. It's like, you know, yeah. With the ick, how do you get past it?
Yeah. Another one, watching him rock climb. I don't know why, but watching him climb a wall was just embarrassing.
See, that's like, I don't know. That's like weird to me because that's something that he's like, I know the guy, so I can give some context. Like, he was very passionate about rock climbing. Like, that was his thing.
Yeah.
And it's like, I hope you're not being the asshole. You never shared this sentiment.
Oh my god, no. I went with him because it was like a big thing that he loved. And I was like, yeah. I have to get over this. I have to. But watching him like climb up a wall and like his friends holding him up, I was like, this is embarrassing. And I don't know why.
So is it like just him? Or if you saw like other people that were rock climbing, you were also just like, this is weird.
No, I saw like his friends and like the strangers rock climbing, and I was like, oh, they can do such a good job. But once he climbed up that wall, I was like, ooh.
Ooh, that's tough. See, that's like, I don't know, I feel like there's more to that. There's definitely more to that than just an ick at that point.
But, I mean, we went rock climbing early on.
Yeah.
And I got it then.
Oh, so it was like instantly, just like from the get-go?
Yeah, and, ooh.
Well,
I'm just thinking about it and getting all like, ugh.
Well, you live and you learn. Move past it.
Yes. Should I just keep going with the same guy?
Do you have other icks with other guys? Like, give me some examples of other icks you have.
With other people?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm exposing you today. Today, well, you're exposing yourself.
I am. One time, a guy just couldn't put on a condom.
I feel like that's, like, fundamental knowledge you should have as a man.
Yeah, I watched him struggle, and I was like, that's it. I'm never talking to you again. And I didn't. I kicked him out of my house.
How do you, like, you're a dude. How do you not know?
I don't know.
That's something I feel like you should practice. Like, if I was a dude, I feel like before I start being sexually active, I would learn how to put on a condom.
Yeah. Also, peanut allergies? Come on.
What? Okay, but that seems like a turnoff. So, like, tell me how a
That's embarrassing.
Like, no, but it's like, that's if everyone has it. It's bad, right? Like, it doesn't matter who it is.
If I'm, like, in love with someone, or if I'm, like, really into someone and they have a peanut allergy, I don't think I would cut them off. But generally, You're a lesser person if you have a peanut allergy. I hate to say it, but
so see
hot take.
This is where I get confused with the ick versus turnoffs, because peanut allergies, like, it's not something that's like a person specific. So it's like, let's say you're dating, you know, two dudes, dude A, dude B. You know, dude A, you find out he has a peanut allergy. But it's like, dude, B also has a peanut allergy. They both give you the ick because of that. So isn't that just a turnoff?
Not necessarily. Like, the guy I'm dating now, if he had a peanut allergy, I don't think I would care.
But
you, imagining my ex order something and being like, I have a peanut allergy, I would be like, ew?
Well, that's also because you have bad blood with your ex.
No, I thought about this when we were dating, too. So it's like, thank God you don't have a peanut allergy.
So it's like, with certain people, it gives you the... Yeah. But, like, even though it's something universal that anyone could have.
Yeah.
Interesting. What a concept.
It's just embarrassing. I don't know. I don't want to be associated with that. I don't want to be in a restaurant and they have to tell the waiter they're allergic to peanuts. It's a peanut. Get over it. I'm sorry.
Man, what did peanuts ever do to you? I hope you never have a kid that's allergic to peanuts.
Oh my God, I'll get the ick from my own kid.
That'd be tough. How do you... You can't even... Like, what are you going to do? Give it back?
That'd be tough.
Shove it back in there?
You got to bake more. I don't...
Just, you know, that's how you find out from early on. Put them in a bath of peanuts and find out what happens.
Yeah. But yeah, that's a real ick.
Damn, that's tough. Mm-hmm. That's like... I mean, some of my friends, when I was asking them, they gave me some ridiculous icks. Like,
I was reading them. They're not ridiculous.
Some of them... What? Some of them are absolutely... Like, what?
No, I vibed with all of them. I was like, yeah. No,
one of my friends also said having allergies, specifically peanut allergies.
Yeah, like, it's a peanut.
What is the issue with the peanut allergy?
Kat, it's embarrassing.
But it's like an allergy.
It's embarrassing is what it is.
But, okay, so ask someone that doesn't have allergies. I feel like...
I don't either.
But this is something you could develop overnight. Like, you just wake up one night and have a peanut... What if you get a peanut allergy?
Are you going to discuss it with myself?
Are you going to give yourself the ick?
I'm ready to discuss it with myself. That won't do any harm.
I mean, yeah. No, but there's one, like... Oh, one of them that was said, it was... I thought it was so ridiculous. Colored cargo shorts.
Oh!
Like, what? That's such a niche thing.
No, I get that. When guys wear cargo shorts in general, but colored ones? What are you, 5? No, change your pants. I will not be seen with that.
Oh my God. So, yeah, but that's also the thing. It's like, a lot of people gave me icks that were, I think, were synonymous with turnoffs. And it's like, what's okay, the line between them?
With a turnoff... It's not as intense, I would say.
Okay, so it's just like a, this is, you know, I don't vibe with this.
Yeah, because like, I don't like feet, you know? I don't like feet. What if my partner likes feet? I gotta get over it because they like feet, but it doesn't turn me on. It turns me off, but if it turns them on, I'll do it.
Okay.
But if you walk in with colored cargo shorts, get out. And a peanut allergy? Oh my God.
I'm gonna go out there, find someone that like meets, ticks off all the boxes for your icks, and just present them to you. Be like, look, I found your dream man. I feel like that'd be really funny. Just to see your reaction and just see you shrivel into a ball of despair.
I don't know if I could contain myself.
I would film it. I would film it, leak it to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
Stay tuned, everyone. That's my next, you know, goal for the year.
Yeah, I do have a few. Year's resolution. I have a few specific ones that I don't think I could get over.
What are your, like, top three icks?
Let's think about that. The peanut allergy. Definitely up there.
That's so weird.
Having long fingernails on men.
Yeah.
Please. Do something about that. And men who have iPads.
Okay, yeah, I saw that in, like, your list of icks. I was like, men that have what? Like, what?
iPads.
What do you have against iPads?
You have an
iPad.
Yeah, I'm not a man.
Yeah, but what, like, what? Why can't a man have an iPad?
I don't know, I just don't like it. They look silly. Like, again, embarrassing.
So
they remind me of, like, the iPad kids.
So is it iPad exclusive or is it, like, any tablet?
Ooh, might be any tablet. But the iPad is the worst. If you have a Kindle, like, okay.
Like, if you're just reading, that's fine. What if they're using their iPad to read?
Oh. Come on. Come on. I just don't like it. I don't know what to like, so, okay, my ex, same guy, had an iPad, and he would bring it around his house, and he would, like, watch stuff on it while he's, like, making food, and, like...
Yeah, it's very practical!
But then we were in bed, he's like, you want to watch a movie? And I was like, oh, yeah, sure, and I sat up, he was like, no, we'll lay down and watch it on my iPad, and I was like, what? Ew, put it away,
given,
I fell asleep.
Given the amount of aches this man has given you, you two lasted way longer than you should have.
I know, I really...
Like, reflecting
it.
Back on that, you just,
having
like,
to write all this down, I was like, oh, wait a minute. Because they didn't happen all at once. It was, like, throughout the 7 months. He did let my dog lick his ear. I hate that.
Like, in general, or...
In the ear. Like, in his ear.
Interesting. There's a lot to unpack there. There's a lot to unpack there.
Yeah.
Interesting. So, I mean, I was like, hardcore thinking, because you were like, let's do this ick episode. I was like, sure, whatever. I'm like, let me find an ick that I have. I kid you not, for the last, like, 2 weeks, I was just wandering around. I was like, what gives me the ick? Like, what do I have that's, like, an instant, bleh? Or, like, has anyone ever done something that just made me instantly go like that? Mm-hmm. And I don't have icks. I have turnoffs.
You're
like
lucky.
There's things that people do that I'm like, ooh, gross. Like, that's a turnoff, but they're universal because anyone that does them, I'm just like, no go. And
right.
Like, I have such a hard time grasping this concept of ick because I don't have one. Like, I don't really get them for people.
Well, you are God's favorite, I guess.
I am the 1%. I am the 1%. That's all I'll be saying on the matter.
Yeah, no, it's definitely, I mean, it really narrows it down for me, you know?
Mm-hmm.
With men. It's only men. I mean, no, that's a lie.
who else gave you, oh my, oh wait. No, now I need, what's the ick? I don't know what the ick is.
Just.
I think that was an issue with just her as a person.
Yeah, it might have been.
I don't think, like, there was anything specifically that was ick-worthy.
True.
I think it was just the personality.
It was just her.
A clash. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
Andrew's, like, contemplating right now.
I'm really thinking, I'm like, it could have been.
Like, maybe.
All right.
I mean, there were some things that were done that, like, instantly put you off. But it was also, I think that could also be borderline turnoff territory. Because I know early on, while you guys were talking, like, she wanted to send you a gift or some shit. And you instantly were like, no. But that's, hate getting gifts, so.
But that's also kind of a lie, because I like getting gifts.
So, yeah, you just had an issue with her then.
No, I did.
Like, that's...
I did. I really did. Sorry. Apologies over here, but that was just, we didn't mesh.
Yeah, no, that's valid.
Yeah.
All right, so go ahead. I was just gonna ask, like, what are some outrageous icks that are, I would say, like, very niche, or like, are, should icks be niche?
Yes.
Okay.
I guess. I mean, I'll get into, mine are pretty, like, basic, I would say,
mm-hmm.
in the all-around scheme of icks.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm looking at them. Yeah, they seem pretty... Oh, he never wore boxers. He wore, like, tighty-whities. Disgusting.
So, see, you... I have...
Sorry, I'm still on the same guy. Like,
man, you guys lasted way too long. But based on how... like, displeased and repulsed you are right now.
Yeah. Oh my god, I'm just thinking about that. Anyways, I'll say some examples from my friends that were, I would say, like, niche. One example, Michelle saw a cute boy on the subway. She was looking at him, looking at her. He looked dark, mysterious, dark hair, dark features. He proceeded to hiccup. She was done. Done.
So it was like just something so basic and so simple.
Yeah. Done.
All because of a hiccup.
A hiccup. And I was like, fair.
Fair? What do you mean fair? Okay.
No, I get it.
What?
I understand.
I am flabbergasted right now.
Again, I think the ick is something that just makes you so embarrassed for them. And a hiccup, that's embarrassing.
Why is a hiccup embarrassing? I hiccup all the time.
It's not embarrassing for you. That's embarrassing for men.
Man, it's tough being a guy out there. Man, if you're listening to this episode, this is your personal roast.
I just want to say, like, the guy I'm dating, this is not about you. This doesn't pertain to you at all.
Yes, it does. Whatever she's saying, listen carefully.
No.
Do not hiccup around her.
I was texting him, and he was like, oh, what's your next episode on? And I was like, the ick. He had to look it up because he didn't know what it was either. And he was like, and I was like, no, it's not about you. But it's not. He hasn't done anything.
Tell him not to invest in an iPad.
Yeah, maybe don't do that.
That's the one saving glory. Just to like, a Kindle, okay. An iPad, no go.
the iPad.
All right, so I have another one because I've had friends send me. I have a whole list of them from friends.
Yeah, tell me a few of your friends.
Yeah, so one of them was, I need you to explain these to me as well. Like, why something like that is an ick versus a turnoff. Angie's drinking wine right now. That's why she's cheersing.
It's a bottoms up.
But, like, sandals and jeans. Like, I feel like that would be a turnoff versus an ick.
It depends. Okay? Let me take you into the world of me.
Okay. Terrifying. I'm scared already, but go.
Man feet are disgusting.
Okay, that's something multiple people have said. I asked like 6 or 7 friends. I think like 4 or 5 of them were like man feet.
If men wear flip-flops, I don't want to see it.
But what if you're at the beach?
Wear water shoes. No, water shoes are worse. Oh my god, add that to the list. So water shoes?
If you're going to, like, let's say you're going to the pool or like Mexico. You're going to Mexico. What are they supposed to wear to the beach or by the pool?
No, I'm saying, let me explain. Because man feet in general are nasty, right? Because they don't get pedicures. Some do, I'll give them that, some do. But generally, they don't take care of their feet. And they're gross. But if a man takes care of his feet and at least cuts his toenails, that's okay. But the jeans and the sandals... 2 different vibes. We don't do that. That just like shows that like you're a mess and you hate your mother.
So is that ick territory or is that just the guy just needs to get it together?
No, it could be an ick territory. If he does that a lot, get it. No.
What if it's like a one-time thing? Like they just wore.
Well, then you can like slowly. Sandals. You can slowly change that out.
So based on that, like, let's say they do it once, you get the ick, you get the whole repulsive thing, whatever, your body shrivels down to a raisin. Do you, like, if you train them out of it, where, you know, they're like, you ban the concept of sandals and jeans, will the ick go away?
I would, maybe it's a possibility. I mean, that's not an ick of mine specifically. So, I mean, for me, it would just be like, I don't really like the vibe that's happening. Okay. I wouldn't say that, but I would just be like, you know, maybe wear shorts with sandals. but not the colorful cargo shorts that I have thrown away for you.
Okay.
But yeah, I mean, like, I have heard that, like, some people are like, that's an immediate, like, ew, don't talk to me, don't come near me. But I think some things like that can be changed. Peanut butter allergies... can't be changed.
Interesting.
The iPad it can be changed, but once you get an iPad kid, like, that, they're in the iPad life.
Interesting. All right. I mean, I have another one here where it's like, hold on, having a timer for how long you can be on an app. This one was, like, very specific and niche. One of my friends was like, yeah, you can set this. I didn't even know this was a feature on phones. You can set it on your phone where it, like, blocks you from being on certain apps longer than, like, 30 minutes or an hour.
Yeah, that means like, that they have an app problem. They have a phone problem.
But that's, like, if they have that, shouldn't that be a good sign if they're trying to, you know, get past it, limit themselves,
go back
to redemption?
Again, embarrassing. Why do you have to have an alarm for that or a lock for that? Embarrassing.
I'm so happy I'm not a straight man. Oh, my God.
it's just embarrassing.
The judgment these people go through. Man, the ick is tough.
The ick is tough.
Oh, it's, my God.
It's tough. But no, but I understand that one because, again, I'm embarrassed for you. Stop.
Oh, my God. All right, I mean, one more that I have. And this one I like. This one I agree with. Like, it doesn't give me the ick. I just think it's a turnoff or it's, like, it makes me suspicious. When someone is, like, suspicious with their phone, every time they're on it, they turn it away or something like that.
I don't think that's... I wouldn't consider that an ick.
That's more, like, what do you consider that?
That's just suspicious behavior.
Mm-hmm.
And also, like, a turnoff. I would say, like, you're hiding shit.
Yeah.
Just don't hide shit. I don't know.
You know what I guess would be, like, my borderline ick? I wouldn't call it an ick per se, but it's, like, one of my exes did this, and it's, like, I don't like it. Very constant posting on social media. Like, if everything is, like, if our relationship is everyone's business, like, that very much gives me the ick. And it's like, okay. I used to get featured in TikToks and stuff on my ex, and I hated it.
Oh, my God. Men who make TikToks, get off the app.
What?
That's embarrassing. I got the ick the other day. I was with my mans. We were going on a ferry to Brooklyn Bridge Park, and there was, like, this British group near us, and I was like, oh, cute. They're British. They have British accents. I was immediately in love with all of them. Then the girl starts making a TikTok, and I was like... A little embarrassing, but, like, you know, I get it. She's dancing. Then she invites her two guy friends. They do the same dance, and I was like, get out. I'm pushing you off the ferry. Like, embarrassing.
Yeah, okay. So, see, this one I don't understand, because you send me TikToks all the time.
Yes.
And half of them are by men doing TikToks, like, making funny videos or whatever.
Yeah.
So explain that logic to me.
No, the funny video, I don't like the dancing videos that they do.
Oh, like, so specifically the ick is for dancing-related TikToks.
Or, like, singing, or, like... Like, just stop. I don't know.
Man, it is brutal out there.
Just don't do it. It's not that hard.
Brutal out there.
Oh, my God, my man watching this... All right, my man listening to this, he's gonna be like, ah!
He's, like, taking notes furiously, be like, no iPad... Do not eat eat peanuts often.
Keep the allergy away. Get rid of all cargo shorts.
Be like, neon colored shorts, goodbye.
Oh, man.
He
wore, like, khaki shorts when we went out. Those are nice.
Are those, like, cargo khakis?
No.
Just, like, regular khakis.
Yeah, but if you have, like, all the pockets, like, what are you doing?
Maybe they're, like, going hiking or something. Okay, is it... Okay, so... because that also brings up a question. Like, situational. Let's say, you know, you have the ick for cargo shorts, but let's say they wear cargo shorts on, like, a safari adventure where it's appropriate to wear them. Is it still giving you the ick?
See, I don't know, because... I would like to say no. However, my ex was rock climbing... He had to wear that harness, but boy, did I was disgusted. I was embarrassed. I was...
Interesting.
Please don't put a harness on your body.
Interesting. So it's just, like, overall, just, like, even when it's practical or even when it's necessary.
But again, that might have just been him.
I mean, but you said ick is specific to a person. It's not, like, universal.
Right, so if I'm, like, if... Him and I, my new boy, we were to go out, like, hiking, and he wore cargo shorts, like, I don't think I would be disgusted or icked out by it.
We should test this out. Stay tuned, God. Everyone. No, we'll be back in like 2 months. I'm gonna go invite them on a hiking date and force everyone to just wear cargo shirts. See what happens.
No.
How funny would that be?
Because thinking about him doing the stuff that I've gotten the ick for doesn't weird me out.
But that's also one of those things. I feel like with the ick, you can think about it all you want. Like, in concept,
yeah,
it might be fine. Mm-hmm. But then, like, when it actually happens, you're like, ooh, no. Mm-hmm. That's mm-hmm. a no from me, dog.
Yeah, it's kind of just sprung upon you. You can't prepare for it. Something happens and you're disgusted and that's it.
All right. Yeah, no, that makes sense. I was very skeptical about this concept of the ick. But, like, you've convinced me. Like, it exists. It has a time and place.
Yeah. It's like being so overly embarrassed that you're grossed out.
Okay. I think
the reason... Have you ever been embarrassed for someone?
No, because I don't care.
Okay.
Fair enough. I was going to say, like, I think the reason I don't get the ick is because, one, it's very difficult for me to get embarrassed about myself. And two, mm-hmm. if someone else does something, I am the definition of a New Yorker, where I do not give a shit about anyone else.
Right. Well, let me just bring up this picture real quick, and you're going to tell me how you feel about it.
Okay.
This is what Heidi sent me about her ex.
It's, what, like him drinking like a margarita or something?
Yeah. You see what his hand is doing?
Yeah.
The finger gun? How does that make you feel?
Well, considering I, like, do peace signs and finger guns half the time in my photos, like, I'm very...
a grown man do that? And the way he's holding the bottom, like, he's, like, gripping it?
I don't know. I'm, like, very unfazed by that. I'm just like, yeah, whatever, dude. Do your thing.
Interesting. Because she texted her friends immediately and was like, I have the ick. I just took this picture of him and it's disgusting and I don't know what to do with myself. And she was in Miami with him.
Am I like the odd one out that I just don't get icks?
I think so.
Like, that's fascinating to me.
You should ask people if they've gotten the ick by you.
No, the fuck? I don't want to know that. I'm like, that's gonna hurt my self-esteem and I don't need that. I'm the shit. I don't give people the ick.
You might.
Don't say that. Don't put that energy into the universe. I might. Yeah, you did give people the ick. You gave me the ick.
What? What the fuck?
And on that note, we're going to end it off.
No. We're not done here.
Outro music.
No. Intro music. We're back. Oh, I have another ick. Boys trying to sexy dance at parties. If the floor is empty, right? Imagine this. Dance floor empty. All eyes on the man. Okay. Because he's putting on a show. It's like a striptease, but it's kind of bad. And it's to Pony by Genuine.
This is very specific. Has this happened?
It is. Yes, it is.
Okay.
If that man doesn't leave, I don't know what I would do. I just don't know.
Fascinating. I feel like if I saw that, I'd be like, wow, that takes courage.
That's like, embarrassing. All right, the title of this episode, That's Embarrassing.
That's Embarrassing, the ick.
Take a shot every time Angie says, That's Embarrassing. You'd be dead.
Oh, man, that's tough. Give a disclaimer at the start of the episode. Everyone, please take your vodka, tequila out, whatever, drink of choice.
Okay, wait. I told you this when I, again, ex. Same guy. First time we did anything, he looked me dead in the eye and goes, should we take our shirts off now?
No, yeah, I remember you told me this.
Sir.
I remember you told me this. There's, yeah, no. Like, the more you talk about it, I'm just like, how did you last 7 months?
And on that note, we're gonna do the outro music.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to The Ick. I learned a lot today. This was a super, like, this was a fun episode for me, just to learn more about it, learn actually what it means, and find out why I don't get it. But
it is a really funny concept.
No, it is.
Because, like, because it's like, I know that these don't make sense, but they do, you know?
Like, internally, like, they make sense.
Yes.
But yeah, on that note, take it away.
On that note, that's embarrassing, and men do better. That's all I have to say.
Outro music!
Outro music!